A 61-year-old granddad, Mr. Leung, has become the latest online celebrity. Why? Check out his biceps and abs and muscles and you'll know what I'm talking about. We'll talk about exercising. We'll talk about how to age healthily and gracefully right after this short break. Stay with us.
Roundtable. Connect the dots. Paints the picture. Debates the big issues. Every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM.
You're listening to Roundtable. It's never too late to get that body you've always wanted. Don't believe me? Just ask Mr. Liang Yuxiang, a 61-year-old granddad who has become one of China's latest Weibo sensations. So what's going on with this granddad? Why is he getting so much attention?
Well, I would love to tell you. 61-year-old Liang Yuxiang from Chengdu has become, yes, the latest Weibo sensation. The six-pack granddad has become an online celebrity now that different Chinese media's outlets have published his pictures. But besides his hot body, he also has an interesting and inspirational to some outlook on life that I think contradicts maybe a traditional outlook men of his age have. So that's really interesting. But Chinese state media outlet People's Daily posted about Liang on their Weibo account, saying that the grandfather loves exercising and car racing. He has already raced across the country and now dreams of competing in the Dakar Rally, which is actually a very, dangerous race. And according to Liang, the life of the elderly should not only be about their grandchildren, but maybe a little bit about themselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, first I want to say that I think he's breaking the mold for old people. I think a lot of people think at a certain age, you know, everybody's like, oh, I'm 40, I'm over the hill, you know, you're starting to go down. But this guy's breaking the mold saying, I'm only going uphill, baby. It's only uphill for me. I'm doing the things 20-year-olds are doing in the gym. I'm probably lifting more than them. I look great. And I love seeing that. I think it's so inspirational. And you know, he's a grandpa.
Yeah.
He's a grandpa, so that's cool.
And he's not missing out on life at all. And he's just living such a exciting life for anyone. I think for a 20-year-old would sort of feel envious of what he's got and what he's doing. Yu Yang,
I'm totally envious of her six-pack abs. I think that's one of the benefits of working out, becoming younger and lively.
That's really interesting, Yu Yang, because I know that Yu Yang and Ryan, you both work out, rigorously.
Yeah.
Especially Ryan. The dude basically lives in the gym. Is that the place that...
Oh, lives in the gym.
Okay, well, it's
something.
It's a little bit of an exaggeration. But to give all those listeners who are Ryan fans out there a heads up, I think the best place to catch him...
Is in the gym, y'all. Yeah. Pumping the iron. But yeah.
But, good one. Good one.
You know, I do find the gym to be so much more than just actually, you know, getting ripped, but actually something that is beneficial to your mental health. People, I think it'll really help if you're feeling down to go for a run or just lift some weights.
Why is that?
Because your body is an animal, okay? So you have your mind. You see mind over matter. You see mind over matter happen all the time. And the quickest analogy I can tell you is imagine if you never walk your dog, okay? Mm-hmm. Your dog will become fat, lazy, unhappy, and just kind of walk on the ground and plop somewhere and eat. And it just lives to eat. Mm-hmm. But if you have those dogs that run, they're always excited, jumping around. They have a thirst for life. Your mind and your body are two different entities, so you got to take your body out for a walk every once in a while and treat it good. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about Liang real quick, because I think that's important. He was born and raised in Chengdu, Chengdu in the house, and Liang has worked in clothing factories since he was very young. In 1991, he started his own business making lamps. Around 2000, he noticed he was getting out of shape when an old friend advised him to take up exercising, and since then... Liang's never looked back. He's been hooked on working out and has even set up his own gym in his lamp factory.
Crazy man.
Yeah. To Liang, exercising is not a hobby. It is a habit. Mm. So, you know, this guy didn't start off with comfortable beginnings. He worked in a factory. Mm. He's a self-made man. He's self-driven. I love that stuff. That's like how I want to be. This guy's pretty much my idol is what I'm trying to say. I think he's an awesome story, someone you should definitely idol yourself after.
Yeah, and after listening to that, you know, inspirational, sensational, and very much self-involved. No, that's not what I'm saying. Speech from Ryan. I don't think you'd be surprised that this is the topic that he proposed.
And
giving it all away. But yeah, after looking at the story, I think there's so much to... I think people can get different things out of it. I mean, okay, before I share my part of the story, Yu Yang, what do you think about this dude that's exercising and really staying young this way?
I think he's amazing granddad. I hope I will be this amazing grandma in the future when I was in my 60s. Well, I had to honestly admit, the reason I work out first is stay in shape. And secondly, healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I noticed that the grandpa, he noticed he was getting out of shape around 2000. Yeah, I admit I was not a working out person when I was younger. Gradually, I do not feel well after working for long days, long working hours, sitting in front of a computer in the mm-hmm. office. So I decided to work out. It's perfect time. And exercising is not a hobby. It's a habit. I definitely agree with that.
I agree with that, too, because with my 100 setups every night, if I don't do it, sometimes I don't do it at night because my dinner is, like, so big, then I would throw up.
He Yang, you're in perfect shape.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. But I would still do it in the morning. It is a habit. Once you... are in that habit, I don't think you want to get out of it because your body sort of wants it, and that's a great thing. But another thing I want to talk about with you guys, discuss with you guys, is what about this traditional role of a granddad in a family? I almost felt a little bit bad saying that this granddad is kind of hot.
And you know what? That's what the kind of response he got from netizens. But how great would you feel if someone said that about you at age 61? You'd be like, whoa, yeah. But, you know, this as opposed to the traditional grandfather, I don't think it's wrong. I don't think you have to quit living for yourself at a certain age. I think, like, a healthy balance between being that traditional grandfather and definitely looking after your family and also looking after yourself, they're both equally as important.
Yes, and I like to share one of his golden rule. I think it's golden indeed. Stop eating when you are about 70% full. Be serious about your diet and stick to the golden rule.
Yes, and also for older folks or as you're gradually aging after retirement, you need to find a new purpose in life.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily mean grandkids. Maybe finding something
and square dancing, no.
Well, yes and no, you know, it depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Find that purpose in life is what drives us at any age. You are listening to Roundtable. I'm He Yang. I guess we'll see you here tomorrow.